privacy settings with Will Seabag Montefiore on FUBAR Radio.
How do I know when we're recording?
Hugh just said he's ready when we are, so now it's rolling.
Great.
What first thing you want to say?
No, I'm all good. I'll stop hitting the table now because that was really tempting. What happens if I hit the mic? Is that annoying in the edit?
Hugh's just asked a very patronizing question.
Don't know how to use a microphone.
Yeah. Do you know how they work?
You've clearly never been to one of my shows.
Yeah. He's got it upside down.
I've got it upside down the whole time.
Speaking into the XLR.
That's why the reviews are so bad.
Gonna hear him. Hello and welcome to Privacy Settings, the show where I go through your favourite people's phones to expose their grubby little secrets. With me today is stand-up comedian, host of the Alf and Soph Show podcast, and the only comedian to be scouted by Arsene Wenger, it's Alfie Dundas.
Hell yeah. Thank you very much for the intro. It's very kind.
Good intro?
A very good intro. The Arsene Wenger stuff is... That's a deep cut. Nobody's brought that up in a while. That's good. Oh, wow. We've got it on the screen.
That's from 2018.
Yeah, that is... I posted that in 2018 when Wenger retired.
Now, you say Wenger.
Wenger. Arsene Wenger. Wenger?
The Wenger bus. He's a guy. He's one of the boys.
Arsene. Well, I mean, look, one of us has met him. One of us hasn't. So let's stick to that. That was on his retirement. And I saw a lot of the greats... chipping in and messaging like Thierry Henry, and I think Pep Guardiola said something, Mourinho, so I just thought I'd add my piece. And that that photo is from when I was the Arsenal mascot in 2000, and must be about 2008, wow. And I was the kid that like walks onto the pitch with the players.
Yeah.
And I got to take all these photos backstage with
I don't think that means you're a mascot or that it's called backstage.
During the interval of the performance, during the intermission of the game.
Yeah.
shows how laddie my comedy is. I got to go, I was the mascot, not the mascot, I wasn't Gunnosaurus.
The mascot is the
kid that walks on the pitch, a kid from each team. It was Arsenal v Chelsea, so I walked on. Henri had just left, so Gilberto was captain, mm-hmm. which I'll be honest, even at 8 years old, I was very disappointed by.
Yeah.
Which is a really arrogant thing to say, but Fabregas was in that team, Adebayor was in that team. Henri was at the stadium just because he just left, and so he was like there as a fan still.
Yeah, he was there to see you.
And he was there, and he heard that I was going on the pitch. And I still look like I do in that photo, which is quite embarrassing.
Actually, you look younger now.
I do look younger than that.
Your skin's glowing.
Same haircut.
Yeah.
Shout out, you're looking well, my skincare provider.
There you go.
There we go. That's the
about 2 minutes in.
That's
the
another
plug.
20 grand in my bank account.
20 grand?
No, I wish.
I'll do
I
it
will.
As well. if that company, where's it called, Looking Well?
You're Looking Well. Yeah, that's where I get all my skincare from. They are very good.
If you get in touch with me, You're Looking Well, I'll shave the beard off and pretend it was you guys and made me look younger.
Well, this is my thing. I've shaved before I came here. And now I look particularly young.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think I had more facial hair in that photo.
Yeah.
But the reason I'm not smiling is because I thought that's how you looked cool.
Well, Wenger's done the same.
But he's the only one. I got a picture with all the players. He's the only one that looks more depressed than I do. He was always serious to the very end. He was a professional.
Yeah. And that's
why
he
professional.
Likes him. What do you think he saw in you?
It's a photo opportunity. Yeah. You can see how angry he is. And by the way, if you're listening to this, you can't see it. It's me and Arsene Wenger looking like equally pissed off to be having a photo with each other.
Yeah, I don't think this was a photo opportunity for him. I think it was a photo requirement.
Also, 169 likes. I mean, it's not bad for 2018.
That's not bad.
Not to show off, but it's not bad.
That's basically a viral video now.
Do you know how viral that would go for? I might repurpose that and try and do something with it.
Yeah? What would you do with it?
I don't know, but do like the day I out-mogged Arsene Wenger looks maxing at the footy match. Or what? Look, we can...
By the end of the show, we'll have a
caption. Brainstorm a title, but it's not... Yeah, yeah. I mean, that is what all these guys are doing now. That's mogging.
And what's mogging?
How old are you?
34.
Okay. Well, maybe you're sort of past it, but...
Huh?
Not entirely, but in the Gen Z slang side of things.
Yeah, yeah.
Mogging is... Do you know who clavicula is?
What on earth? Clavicula?
Clav? Are we calling him clav?
Clavicles. Clavicles? I know what clavicles are.
Sure. Well, that's good to know as well. But clavicula is this guy on TikTok who like...
The looks maxing.
Looks maxing. So looks maxing is trying to... There you go. This guy. And so he's sort of obsessed with... He kind of takes photos of like men's faces, like celebrities, and he tells you like why they're ugly and whatever. Mm. And it's all about symmetry and jawline. And that pose he's doing where he's sort of pouting is what you might call it. That's now mogging.
Ah, that's Blue Steel, surely.
So mogging, he's mogging to Luxmax.
Right.
And I was out mogging Wenger at the Arsenal maxing.
You understand?
You understand?
Yeah, yeah. I don't really feel old at all.
You should.
Now I do. Yeah. How old are you?
I'm 26, but and even clavicular for me is like, oh, this wouldn't have happened in my day.
Right.
As if it's not still my day.
Can you give me a phone already, please?
Yeah. Sorry, I wasn't sure that was what I was meant to do.
No, I mean, that's on me, really.
Fine. Do I have to unlock it?
Keep forgetting things. I'm so old.
Do you want it unlocked?
Yeah, if you could unlock it for me, son, that'd be great. Thank you so much.
There you go.
Lovely phone. We've got a case with stickers.
Yeah, you can get some of the stickers. Point that in the camera. Bottom sticker is Night Out, which is a night out run by a DJ friend of mine called Minna Hall and her brother Dan Hall. That's always great. Check that out. Top right, Reese Kidd, great Irish comedian. And that's a picture of people sharpening an iceberg for the Titanic to crash into. And they're saying it was fine when it left here. Classic Irish humour.
I'm sure it was fine when it left. I know they'd be from the
North.
What's
that, Fonox? I had a night out in Fonox recently in Brixton. I regret it. And I think the rest are pretty faded. That Fonox one and that little green one on the bottom right, I think that might be Maison Estelle. Those are the little like stickers they put on your camera when you go to wanky nightclubs so that you don't take photos of people.
Ah.
I don't know if you've seen this has come in recently. They're like... And I understand it if you're in like a members club. Like I understand it in Mayfair in the members clubs, but I'm a bit like Fonox in Brixton. You're worried about people taking photos. What of? There's no celebrities here.
Sticky floors and expensive drinks.
It's like this is a shit nightclub. Like what? Surely the only way you're growing is through social media and people taking pictures of their friends doing stupid shit.
Unfortunately, you're now talking about it on a podcast.
Yeah,
so that's
I didn't sign an NDA. This is the marketing.
This is what they wanted. People are annoyed, saying,
"Maybe."
Why?
I just thought the woman put it on my phone when she was taking £25 for a shit night out, and I just thought, "Who do you think you are?" I mean, just like, what you thought I came here for a photo op? Fonox and break. It's 2 a.m.
Arsene Wenger's not even here.
It's 2 a.m. My jaw's on the floor, and you think I'm here to take photos? I didn't even know I had my phone on me at this point.
What were you there to do?
I was just there to party. Now I sound really old.
I was at a party.
I was at the discotheque. No, I was at a house party in Brixton.
Yeah.
I hadn't planned anything better. Fonox wasn't like, this wasn't something I planned 6 months in advance.
Mm.
You don't go to Fonox. You end up at Fonox.
God, it's a sad state of affairs.
Yeah.
Just wave goodbye to the Fonox sponsorship, Hugh.
Failed to plan to Fonox. That's what I've always said.
This explains why your screen time is so low, I suppose. Because you were in Funox for so long, they took your phone.
So that's interesting. So you don't think my screen... I was worried sending this in that my screen time was going to be embarrassing for my generation and sort of prove that we're everything that's wrong with the world.
The one we have here, last week's average was 4 hours and 15 minutes.
A day?
Yeah.
Is that good?
That's pretty good. I think our average is like 6.
Whoa!
6 or 7, yeah.
Whoa! Really?
Really, really good dodging the 6-7 thing there from both of us.
I'm amazed you know what that is, to be honest. Pushing 40.
Yeah. Pushing.
By the way, if you're listening to this, comment pushing 40 and then
what do
the
you
wilting
mean
pushing
rose. 40?
The wilting rose. Have you seen this? The wilting rose emoji.
No, I can't see because I'm short sighted.
Just any time he does something silly, just go pushing 40, by the way.
I'm not going to do anything silly. I'm very sensible.
Your fans on FUBAR Radio fans are going to comment pushing 40, by the way.
No.
It's going to be embarrassing for you.
It's not going to be embarrassing.
No, it's going to be that emoji.
Why are you getting up the emoji?
Yes.
Why are you on his side?
Yes, the production understand what's going on. This is good. Right, so my screen time, are you happy with that? Or?
I'm not happy at all now.
What's the angle of this podcast, by the way? Like, am I meant to be like showing off about my screen time?
Really good question. What is the angle? We haven't really settled on that.
Also, by the way, I listened to an episode on the way here, and that's when I just learned it wasn't privacy settings.
Well, yeah, I learned halfway through the third episode as well.
It's
I
called
think.
Privacy settings.
Well, yeah, would you say privacy or privacy?
Well, I've been telling everyone I'm going on. Well, I didn't tell that many people, to be honest. So
Fuck!
I was just saying, it's not Rogan, is it?
No, it's way better.
It's not have a word. I mean...
No, I thought
it was privacy settings.
I thought it was privacy settings, and then the jingle came back and it says, privacy settings.
Yeah.
And then I would say privacy settings, and I sounded like an idiot.
Yeah. Well, because then I understood that it's because you take the phone and you exploit our privacy.
Oh, that's different to privacy in your mind?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like my privacy is being intruded upon. Not in a bad way. I did sign up for it.
Yeah.
And now I'm looking at my stats. I'm like, I'm actually coming around to it. I'm like, I'm a pretty productive guy. Thursday's not looking good last week, is it?
No, Thursday's not
What's
looking
that?
Great.
What's that, a 6-hour day?
Yeah, that looks like you're above average there.
Look at my weekends, though. Look how much I switch off on the weekends. I mean, they talk about work-life balance.
It's because you're in Phonics.
I tell you what, if you could break that down by hour, Phonics, 2:30 to 4 a.m. on Sunday morning, wasn't on my phone once. No. Why? Can't use the camera.
Yeah, that's the main thing.
What's the point? If I can't stream it, what is the point?
And what would that come under? Social, productivity, and finance?
Be social, be Instagram.
Yeah, yeah.
I actually don't take any photos, and it annoys me because I'll come back from a holiday or like an event and I'll have just no photos ever. But my camera roll is exclusively screenshots of things I've seen during the day going, I've got to remember to do that later, got to remember to do that
really?
Later. And I just screenshot. I treat it almost like a calendar. Oh. I don't know what that falls on that graph. That would be...
Productivity and finance.
Productivity and finance. Or entertainment? Perhaps. Productivity and finance. I mean, I think the finance isn't doing a lot of heavy lifting there.
No, I'm 9 hours and 56 minutes on Instagram the whole week. Oh, we've got more.
What do we got? Claude, 59 minutes. Hate the player, hate the game. I love Claude.
Hate the player, hate the game.
Yeah.
I'm
all for the Claude hate, and I hate myself for being on it as much as I am.
I think slightly better than ChatGPT, though.
Well, Claude are refusing to fund the US Army or to give their services over to the US military, which is I strongly disagree with. But ChatGPT have swooped in and taken the contract. So Claude is the more ethical of the AIs.
Yeah, nice.
But that is like saying KFC is slightly more organic than McDonald's. I mean, it's not really. You're clutching at straws
you
there.
Are, yeah. I was trying to find Claude there, and you've got different sections. Like, you've got your apps in different categories.
Look how many pages of apps I have.
Okay. Welcome to the show. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
But it's purely because I've just never deleted an app.
Ever?
Not really. It's the same people that like delete emails. Just leave it there. It'll rot. It'll disintegrate. They're organic. I download new apps, and every time I get a new phone, iCloud bring all of the apps that I've not opened in 6 years over in their infinite wisdom, and they just leave them there, undownloaded, but sitting on the phone.
That's why you have Dark Counter.
I don't even know what that is. I've got apps in there which are the pub apps for pubs that no longer exist. You know, when you go to a pub and it's like, yeah, you got to order on this, on our... There was a thing during COVID where I was like, we've now got an app.
Yeah.
And I was like, you're an independent coffee shop, but you don't need an app. It cannot be this complicated. And I understand if you're Wetherspoons or you're Green King, but all these independent pubs were like, you got to download our app and you'll get, like, if you come here 1,000 times, you get like a free burger or whatever. And it was a shit deal. And I've now got all of their apps on my phone. And because I don't like flying, I try and distract myself on planes. So a lot of the time... I'll download like a dart game, like darts,
yeah,
like pub darts simulator. And then 3 years later, I look at that and I just go, what? I mean, what was the point?
Yeah, you've got stick cricket, stick tennis, night sky. So you can look at the night sky and see what the stars are doing.
Sure.
Stumble guys.
Whatever you say. I was going through a real cricket phase, wasn't I?
Clearly, yeah. Some football games. The NHS app. The NHS. You've still got the NHS COVID-19 app in here.
Yeah, and I tell you what, I don't even... I according to the NHS, I'm unvaccinated.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Because I got vaccinated in the US. Because I was in the US when the vaccine was rolled out in America, which was before it was rolled out here.
Right.
And in America, you can just go to any CVS. It's like the equivalent of going to any Boots here, and they'll just inject you with it. No, you didn't need... The big thing at the time is you didn't even need papers. Like, you didn't even need to bring a passport or an ID. You just get stabbed. I got the Johnson & Johnson one shot that 2 weeks later, they were like, we're not using that anymore. So everyone was on, what was it? I was going to say Ozempic. It wasn't Ozempic. What were they called?
There was Pfizer. Moderna.
Moderna. I was thinking Maduro and Ozempic. Those are the new jabs.
Imagine.
No, but you could either get, there was like the Russian one, the American one, and then the Oxford English one, right?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
There were those three. And then Johnson & Johnson were like, we've got a one shot. Everything else is a two shot.
Yeah.
The states in America, they bought so many Johnson & Johnson and then went off them that they had this like stockpile that they were just handing out outside the supermarkets. Amazing. So I was like, yeah, you know, drip me up. got stabbed, and in America you get a CDC card,
yeah,
which is just a bit of blue paper with in pencil. I was like, pencil?
Come on.
Like, my doctor doesn't even have his pen license. We can surely commit to this vaccine.
Yeah.
You've got a needle in my arm and you might rub it out later. It's like, I had my name written in pencil and the vaccine that I'd got on a little blue card. I come back to the UK, everyone's got this NHS app.
Yeah.
The NHS are like, oh, we don't see this paper as proof that you've been vaccinated.
It's in pencil,
I said, it's in pencil.
What do you want?
Do you know how hard it would be to raise that?
Yeah.
No one's got a razor these days.
No.
No one. And so I had to then get vaccinated, I think, again in London, but I only got one shot. And at that point, everyone was getting their third booster shot.
Right.
And I was on a mixture of the Johnson & Johnson one stab that even the American government, the king of conspiracy theories, even they were like, that's a bit fruity.
That's a bit much. Let's get rid of that.
We don't even really know what's in that. No. Even they wouldn't give that. To their undocumented immigrants, they wouldn't give it.
That's why they were writing in pencil. I don't want this to be culpable.
It was like, the Johnson & Johnson, we've overstockpiled. Why don't we just give it to everyone as a public health like initiative? Everyone who's undocumented, come and get it. And even the Americans were like, they deserve better than that. But old Alfie Dundas, old tourism over here, has come back to the UK. I've got one Johnson & Johnson that kind of is going to kill me in at least 3 years, plus like half a Pfizer, never got the second jab.
Yeah. Wow. How is the autism?
It's good. It's good. Great. It's good. Yeah. And what's amazing is they did the jab and it set in 3 years before. It's amazing.
That's staggering.
It's amazing.
Wow.
I was worried that they were going to inject me with one of the vaccines, and I was going to go the other way. I got really ill with the vaccine.
Really?
Yeah, because it was an un.
Yeah, yeah. I suppose
the unregulated.
I don't know why I said really. Actually,
no. It looked like a vape pen.
You went to a CVS and a man. You keep using the word stabbed you.
Stabbed me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not jabbed. Not injected.
No. Stabbed. And it was weird. He wasn't wearing a white cloak or anything. He was just in jeans.
Okay.
I may not have been vaccinated at all. I'm starting to realize.
Sounds like it could have been RFK as well if he was just in jeans.
Get over here.
You gotta get this vaccine.
You gotta get this vaccine.
Well, I went a bit into like a Jerry Adams. Not Jerry Adams, Ian Paisley then.
I can't do impressions, so I was like weighing that up in my head. I was like, am I going to try and do an RFK for the first time ever?
Was that the first time RFK?
Live. Well, he's the one that's like, I'm declaring war on gay fat kids.
Yeah, yeah.
He's that one, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I wrote a joke. So I applied for SNL, which is out now in the UK, and I didn't get it. Otherwise, I wouldn't be on this pod.
I wouldn't be hosting it if I got it, yeah.
Neither of us would be here. We
would not
SNL.
Be here. And that would be a joy for both of us and all the listeners.
One of the jokes I wrote was that RFK Jr. is a conspiracy theorist and the head of the health system in the US. He believes that aliens built the food pyramid. Now, I think that's quite a well-written joke.
That's a really nice joke, yeah.
SNL were like, thanks but no thanks, we'll move on.
Time to go to an ad break. I have an inbuilt internal clock because I got vaccinated. So I know exactly what time it is. It's time for an ad break.
Do I have to do the ad read, or is this a you situation?
Oh, we don't have a sponsor yet, so if you want to just do an ad read, that'd be great. Here's an ad break. Before the ad break, here's an ad.
Don't you hate it when you get lonely at home? That's why I started listening to Alfie Dundas Comedy on YouTube. I'm 6 times more happy, and I don't have to deal with my girlfriend or wife anymore because she left me. The kids are gone too. It's great. Listen to Alfie Dundas Comedy. Terms and conditions apply.
See you after the break.
Privacy settings with Will Seabag Montefiore on FUBAR Radio. Privacy settings on FUBAR Radio.
Welcome back to Privacy Settings, the show which considers privacy screen protectors to be our mortal enemy. Alfie, do you have any enemies that you'd like to swear vengeance on today?
That's a very good question, and thank you for asking it.
You're welcome. Thank you for complimenting the question. Not enough people.
Do I have any enemies that I want to out publicly on privacy settings?
I did say both
you
privacy
did,
and
you did
privacy.
Just use both in that. And I like that I'm in your head. That's good. It's good. I do see all podcast appearances as a game to be won.
Well, so far.
So far.
1-0.
On the old privacy, I'm up. Do I have any enemies? No.
Or would you like to make some?
Would I like to make enemies? I have been thinking that the next stage of my career is probably a controversy kind of situation.
Cool.
Because comedians, they get good at comedy.
Yeah.
And they start to get a few fans, they start to do some shows, and everything's good and everyone's happy. And then they go off in a certain direction that means you get a little piece on your Wikipedia page, a little drop down.
Yeah.
It goes personal life, career, controversy. And that It's that third pillar that I'm currently lacking.
Right.
I'm thinking, like, you remember when all the YouTubers started doing, like, roast songs? Like this, is that what they call rap battles? I don't know. It's been
song.
A while since I've been with my ear to the street.
I can't believe I've been called old, and you think rap battles are called roast?
What were they
songs?
Called? They're diss tracks. That's it. They're
diss
tracks.
Oh my god! Yeah, you're thinking of diss tracks.
I'm thinking of diss tracks.
You heard the roast song that Stormzy and
you know when Stormzy used to print a vinyl and it was all insults and one-liners. And obviously comedians do roasts all the time. Netflix have started doing like. The roast of, what was it, last year, Tom Brady.
Yep.
This year, they're doing Kevin Hart. So I probably need public beef with a major figure just to raise the profile.
Yeah.
Who could I call out that would be... Maybe like Rylan or something. Like.
Oh, yeah?
Just, I don't know, go... But Claudia.
Oh, you go for the Winkleman.
Yeah.
Yeah, no one's going to be on your
also,
side,
I like that I've called her Claudia like I know her.
I Claude. Like that you called her Claudia and I knew exactly who you meant.
I think Claudia Winkleman...
Yeah.
Daily Mail headline, unknown British comedian comes at Claudia Winkleman for whatever the turtleneck situation that she's got going on.
She wears turtleneck.
It's not the clickiest headline they've ever had.
No, it's not. But, they're struggling.
Yeah.
They're
traitor? Question mark? Alfie Dundas backstabs best friend and co-host, because it could happen, Claudia Winkleman.
So first of all, you need to become co-host of The Traitors.
Yeah, I haven't thought that part through. No, we'll figure that out.
Because famously, I think the most important thing in The Traitors, like, it really is the Claudia show.
Well, she's now got a chat show.
Oh,
so
wow.
All I've got to do is get on that, ingratiate myself with the Winkleman.
Yeah.
And then backstab.
Okay, it's going to be hard to get on the show if this is, like, she might see this clip.
I shouldn't have said it.
Shouldn't have said the backstab thing.
Yeah.
Because then she's going to be expecting it.
That's a master plan I've been hatching for a while, and all it took to get it out of me was for you to ask the question.
I'm sort of like a Frost Nixon situation.
Do people often come on this and they have like, these are the three enemies I want to out?
It's the first time we've asked the question, and I didn't think we'd go on for 3 minutes about it.
Actually. Fine. Well, in that case, no, I've got no enemies.
Perfect, let's move on. I'm going to look at your notes app. You've got a notes app here, which is a musician.
Oh Christ! Well, here we go. About
actually exists.
Here we go. This is how I create enemies. This sounds worse than it is.
Right.
So this note says musicians that I don't think actually exist, and I've got Tom Grennan, Meghan Trainor, and George Ezra. Now, that sounds like I'm trying to out those three musicians.
What do you mean?
I'm trying to like cause beef with them.
Yeah, it does. This is a beef. We're a beef factory.
But I wouldn't try and cause beef with any of those three because no one knows who they are.
Yeah, Tom Grennan.
I know.
Never heard of.
They've all got huge profiles. I just feel like in the last couple of years, I haven't seen a picture of any of these three people. And you know that philosophical thing of like, how do you know that Canada exists unless you go there?
Well, I don't know it, but
you're on board with that.
I think I struggled there because I thought you were going to say a thing about a tree in a forest.
The tree in the forest is kind of a stupid question because who cares?
Ah.
If a tree falls down in the forest, no one hears it, doesn't make a sound. Who gives a fuck?
I think there's an issue with a lot of philosophy that's the follow-up question that could follow most of it.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Well, why are we talking about this? There's so many things to solve.
Do you care about Canada?
Well, if Canada doesn't exist, I'm just saying that's a bit of a bigger scoop than, a tree. Mate, do you hear the thing? The tree fell. Oh, I wouldn't bat an eyelid. Canada doesn't exist.
Whoa. Well, that's crazy.
I'm clicking on that headline.
So does Tom Grennan exist?
My point is, Tom Grennan, Meghan Trainor, George Ezra, I know are super successful. And potentially they're just spending their money that they earned with hit songs.
Yeah.
Such as?
Casio.
Budapest.
I actually went for Casio.
Is that Tom Grennan?
No, Casio. That's George Ezra.
My house in Budapest.
Well, my hidden treasure.
And Meghan Trainor's like, I'm all about the bass.
No treble.
And Tom Grennan also has a song, I'm sure. So between the three of them, there's enough like income and fame there that they might just be laying low. I'm just saying, if they didn't exist this whole time, nothing in my life would change.
Right.
And I'm sure they'd say the same about me.
I actually don't think they would say the same about you.
I think
you asked them, they'd say, who cares?
Yeah, who cares? They'd be like, that's like a tree falling in the forest.
I don't care who about cares? It. Yeah.
If Alfie Dundas ats you on a podcast, no one hears it. To be clear, I don't dislike any of those musicians. I just feel like they're the musicians that sell out Wembley and I just never, ever hear of their music.
It's mad when someone's that famous and then you're like, that's completely passed me by.
And it's just, and it happens with comedians, it happens with films. Like films win Oscars and everyone talks about it and then you just don't hear about it because you're so siloed in your little like echo chamber of social media. I do think it's very depressing and I do wonder where it ends up. People have been talking about this a lot recently. Are we ever going to have mainstream comedians, like new mainstream comedians? Even artists to a certain degree. But I think if you're a musician, you can still break through. But when I started watching comedy on like Live at the Apollo and all of those shows, it's like the Mickey Flanagan's, the Kevin Bridges, the Michael McIntyre's. Even if you weren't fans of them, even if you didn't go to their shows, you knew who they were.
Yeah.
Whereas there's nobody really in the last 5 years that you can pick someone up on the street and they would recognize them.
Yeah.
But there are people selling out the O2, Hammersmith Apollo, that half of the country's never heard of, or 90% of the country's never heard of, and they're as big as Kevin Bridges. And I'm just wondering whether social media has kind of ruined that dream, or whether it is your dream, but that idea of being like a household name. I don't know, when I'm in my like 30s, 40s, and I look at like all my peers and some of them have like really taken off, are any of them going to be household names?
Yeah.
Drop your thoughts in the comments. We'll come back to it next week.
And please don't say I'm old. Thank you. Let's do it.
Pushing 40, by the way.
Pushing 40 is crazy. Pushing?
It means you're getting close to.
No, I know what it means. I'm questioning the validity of the claim.
How old did you say you were?
34.
Well, pushing 35 works as well.
There you go. That's fair. Yeah, that's fair.
It is accurate as well.
Yeah. That's what I mean by fair. Quiz question. Real or fake musicians? Mumford and Dads.
Fake.
Wet Leg.
Real.
Madonna.
Real.
Fake. It's spelled like Donna Kebab. Got you there. You use your notes app for jokes?
I do, yeah.
Yeah?
I do. I've got a chaotic system of writing things in my notes, writing things on paper, writing things in Google Docs, Notion, Claude, and voice notes. And I'm hoping that they all find each other in the ethos, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah. Lovely that you called it ethos and not ether as well.
Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, in the ether.
Yeah. Finding it in the ethos is like, wow, I really found the meaning.
I really found the ethos of this piece.
Yeah. So this is some Brits jokes.
Yes. What is the context behind this?
I think you're going to have to answer that question.
What was I thinking of here? So Jack Whitehall was hosted the Brits.
Yep.
In early March. So this was probably a note from February where I probably thought, you know what, I'm going to send Jack or whoever's in the Brits writing team loads of jokes and just try and get in that writer's room. Or maybe I'll just do a thing on YouTube after the Brits where it's like, these are the jokes I would have told that they'd obviously never allow on TV. And as you can see, I didn't get very far. I wrote one setup without a punchline. The setup being, if I was introducing someone and I didn't know who the Brits nominees were going to be,
because
that's who you have to write about. But if there was an angry ginger figure, like, which Spice Girl was that? Was Ginger? One of the Spice Girls? Was it Angry Spice? No.
I think it was Ginger Spice.
Ginger Spice. Ginger Spice, but her name is Holly.
I'm not making that up, am I?
Jerry Halliwell. Jerry Halliwell is Ginger Spice, right? Now, let's say she's known for being... Look, she's known for her bold stage presence. So let's go back to the joke, and we can put... No, it doesn't matter if she's angry. If Ginger's, no, it doesn't matter.
Sorry.
We're talking.
The AI overview things you were talking about, the spice of the root ginger.
Ginger. No. Also, look, we're doing jokes here. It doesn't matter if it's real. So, okay, Jerry Halliwell.
Yeah.
I don't think she's released any music this year. But for example, if she was doing a one-off performance, I thought as host of the Brits, I could say, this next act didn't win I'm a Celeb last year, but they are an angry ginger. Please welcome to the stage, Jerry Halliwell.
Yeah.
Now that plays.
That plays.
Didn't get a laugh in this room.
No, I think maybe the...
didn't get a laugh from you or the producer. And you also knew it was coming.
Yeah. I mean, it was a long build-up.
But let me know online in the comments if you thought that would have landed.
Yeah, and let me know how old I look in the comments as well.
This will be a thing where I've gone, I've got one great joke for the Brits. I'll write that down. And I'm sure I'll come back to it later and write another 30.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't.
Thanks, Alfie.
Not at all.
Have a little sip of your water.
Sure.
We're going to go to an ad break. Hopefully it's an ad for some ginger spice.
Privacy settings with Will Seabag Montefiore on FUBAR Radio. Privacy settings on FUBAR Radio.
What do you think the spice of life is?
A pub in Soho?
I think it's cumin.
Oh.
Welcome back to Privacy Settings, the show with built-in gambling. Will Alfie Dundas make a funny noise in 3 seconds' time?
Yes.
Was that funny? No, you'll have to work it out. Sorry to everyone who bet and lost the money. We have taken it out of your account. Alfie, do you gamble on your phone?
I do when I'm sending DMs. Am I right?
What a segue.
Well, because I know we're segueing into the DM section, and I actually don't. You're about to see. I have rolled the dice a few times. This was a roll of the dice.
This was a big gamble.
This is me DMing Bukayo Saka in 2020, late 2020, so COVID as well.
August, 19th of August, 2020.
Hey, mate, no, it's last minute, but we're a man down for eight aside tonight, year round. Now, that was before I was doing comedy. That was sent in full sincerity.
Just genuinely like, do you know who's good?
You know who's really good at eight aside? Yeah. People are like, why did you send that? It's like, to Bukayo Saka. And I'm like, well, who were you trying to get in the team?
Yeah, Dave. Who works in HR.
Yeah. Like Saka. Also, it's because I think at the time there was this video going viral of Kaká turning up to this pitch in South London and like balling out with these guys in a five-a-side team. And there's this video of him like through on goal and someone's like shouting at him to square it. And he obviously just finishes it top bins. And all the comments are like, imagine having the audacity to ask one of the greatest players of all time to cut back so that you can score. And at the time, I think he was like 20. So I thought he might rock up, but he didn't.
20. So is he pushing 40 now?
No, he's like 24, 26.
He's like pushing 40.
He's basically my age, or he's a little bit younger, which is quite upsetting because it's like, it's annoying when, because I still think I could be a pro football player and I think I might be missing it. He's 24. He was 18 when I sent him that DM. That was a risk.
Wow. He was born 6 days before 9/11.
He was. And very few people are pulling that thread.
Was he involved? That's the question. Because he wouldn't miss, would he?
It couldn't be. Well, it depends who you ask. I'm an Arsenal fan, so I think he'd slot it right into the second tower.
Do you think that John Travolta may have been involved in 9/11?
No. And I'll be honest, you're bringing up references from...
my own show.
From your own show, but also from your period of history, not my period of history. I was 18 months old on 9/11, so I cried, but for very different reasons.
So you were there?
I was appalled. I was watching the TV. I was crying. I was throwing up. I was spitting. I was hungry.
Yeah.
I was 18 months old.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean, that is still your history.
Yeah, but I didn't turn to my parents and go, God, this is going to be a tough few years.
You were crying and shitting yourself, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, but, we all
but
were.
I was shitting myself before the second tower fell. Not in anticipation, just it was my daily routine at the time. I didn't turn to my dad and go, this is going to be a mess in the Middle East for years to come.
And then...
It was one of my higher art pieces.
A performance artist from the very beginning.
Yeah.
Was Alex Chamberlain involved in 9/11? Because you've DM'd him as well.
Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, yeah. I'd also like to point out I sent these screenshots at 4:20.
It's Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain. Sorry, I don't know football, producer.
Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain played for Arsenal in, Christ, that's 2017 I sent that DM. And there were
rumors. How old were you then? About 13?
I was 17.
Oh, yeah, it's an easy sort of bit of maths there.
And I sent that on the 22nd of July. I said, don't leave, because there were rumours he was going to move to Liverpool. And then he did leave. So I messaged him on the 28th of September and I said, K. And I'd like to apologise to the Ox. I was 17 years old and I didn't know better. Mm. And I really thought he was a really powerful midfielder that could bring the ball through the midfield. And we never really saw the sort of height of his potential. He went to Liverpool and it didn't really work out. And I think he's now at Celtic, it looks like, from that photo.
Well,
again, you know, you miss all the shots you don't take.
Yeah.
Although Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain misses quite a lot of the shots he does take, to be honest. And that's why he's at Celtic.
I think that's the first football joke we've had on the podcast.
And another enemy I've made.
Yeah.
It's an eclectic mix. Claudia Winkleman, Jerry Halliwell, the other one, and Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain.
It's beefy episode.
Potentially the only thing that ties them together.
Well, 9/11.
None of them were involved. Why do you keep bringing it back to 9/11? Is that like a big part of this podcast?
It's what my generation does. It's all we have to talk about. Oh, poor Diana. Yeah, you weren't around for that. That was tough. I was trying to watch cartoons one morning and all the cartoons went off because some princess had died.
Oh, so, I mean, you probably thought it was a continuation of a cartoon.
I did.
It's a pretty depressing cartoon when the princess dies in a car accident.
Count
on the way to Cinderella's ball. Yeah. Where's Cinderella? She's under a tunnel in Paris. That won't make the edit.
That will make the edit.
Clip that. Clip that up. My fans will hate that.
Will they?
Yeah, they love Diana, my fans. I've had to stop doing Diana jokes.
Have you?
Yeah.
What Diana jokes did you have that you can't do anymore?
I said Princess Diana, the original passenger princess. And the inventor of the French exit. Now, I stand by both those jokes.
Yeah.
If you don't like it, move on.
Don't listen to the show. Oh, time to gamble on looking through more of your camera roll, I think.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, let's look at what pictures you've been taking or screenshotting. I don't quite know if these are pictures because you say you don't take pictures. But these are undeniably the pictures. There's some goats here.
There's a picture of two goats.
And I don't mean Saka and Chamberlain. Hey?
Oxlade-Chamberlain.
Oxlade-Chamberlain.
It would have been Saka and Smith Rowe might have landed. These are two goats not far from here in Kentish Town Farm.
Ah, in the North City London. Farm. Lovely place.
And I was there on the weekend and I didn't do a lot of prep for this podcast. And you asked for a photo and I had two photos of two goats. One photo of two goats. These are two goats. Now, I will say, Kentish Town Farm, you think, oh, it's just going to be like a shitty farm in the middle of London. And you would be right. That is exactly what it is. But it is weirdly therapeutic to watch goats play.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about going to the Emirates on a Saturday.
That's how you do it.
It's the intonation.
He's got the brain of a young comedian.
And these goats were either mating or playing. It's very hard to tell in Kentish Town. And like jumping about. And they've got a big cow, a big heifer. And they've got some chickens. And you can just walk in. And it's a bit weird because it's like on a rail track.
Yeah, it's above the overground.
Like
yeah.
the goats are playing. And then a fucking huge train goes past. So it doesn't feel like you're out in the peace and quiet. But I'd highly recommend it if you want to get out the city without getting out the city.
Wow. We've got now a picture of some dead animals, some schnitzel, I believe, or it's fish.
Oh, God, you can't put that. You can't. That. Now, that's cruel. I've just told you about these lovely goats, and now you're showing me about 2 hours afterwards when I didn't get on with one of the goats, see what happens. You get turned into schnitzel.
You fuck around, find out.
That is a chicken schnitzel
in
Highbury at a place called Pera that I go to, I would say, once a day.
Once a day?
For lunch.
Wow.
That is a shake from Third Space in the background.
What's like, Third Space?
It's a gym.
It says Fitness Focus on it, I think.
That's the cafe that's owned by and operated by the gym, Third Space. So I go to the gym and then I walk up and for £10, lunchtime deal, you get a chicken schnitzel with salad and chips and a coffee. And that's me having my chicken schnitzel post-gym.
How much schnitzel do you eat then?
Well, you can do the maths, one a day.
Wow, that's about...
It's about one a day. I mean,
one a day then.
Yeah, I don't know in grams.
I didn't want to know.
Okay, grams. Sorry. You're looking at me like you wanted more specifics on the chicken. Yeah. I'd say like 8% of a chicken.
Right. Do you actually eat a chicken schnitzel a day? And I didn't mean to fuck up the word schnitzel so badly there.
Yeah, and the tone is quite. I mean, is there anything wrong with that?
I think it's one of the weirder foods to eat every day.
I sometimes have a chicken seed salad.
Right, okay. That would, if you ate that every day, I'd be like...
Or they also do a really nice omelette. But I just think there's something about chicken, that the proportions on that plate, I've nibbled at some of the salads, so you can't see it. And that is butter melting into the chicken schnitzel, by the way.
Oh.
Really nice. Squeeze that lemon on top. Sensational. There's a little bit of salad hiding under the lemon, which I've eaten most of. Like, you can't really see it, but that is a more balanced plate than it looks when you just zoom into the garlic mayo.
Yeah. It does look like mostly garlic mayo and a giant deep fried...
It doesn't look good when you zoom in too much, but what I like is I've been to the gym, I've got a protein shake. I rarely eat breakfast. I just have a black coffee for breakfast, like I'm a sort of 1920s, you know, child.
Mm.
And then it feels nicely balanced. It feels like I'm getting enough protein. Sometimes I get grilled chicken, be a bit healthier.
Yeah.
But I don't like any meat that tastes like meat.
Oh. You feel bad for the goats?
I don't care about the animals. I could obviously care about the animals, but not enough to not eat them. But also, like, I don't like chewy meat because it makes me think I'm eating animal.
Which you are.
Which I am, but yes. I just don't want to think about it.
Right, good.
I don't need to see it.
No.
And I don't think any of us do. It's like I don't like looking at eggs pre-cooked eggs.
Wow, you like make an omelette blindfold. That's why you have to go to the
I shop. Make the omelette, I switch off.
Yeah.
And then the omelette has about a 5-minute grace period before it gets cold and it starts to taste like egg again. So yeah, I like it. I hate it, I hate it, I hate it. I cook it, I hate it, it's cooked, I love it. It goes cold, I hate it again. That is my process.
That's how you eat.
That's how I eat. That's how I eat anything egg or meat related. I wouldn't eat a chicken wing gnawing off the bone. It makes me feel uncomfortable. Whereas that chicken schnitzel, you can barely tell that that was ever alive. And I say that with the utmost compliment to the restaurant. Mine compliments to the chef. I didn't even know it was meat.
We've had so many ads on this episode, and that's like Rory Sutherland would be like, that's an amazing way to advertise the restaurant.
It's a great way. You won't, can't believe it's not meat. But it is meat, and I want the protein benefit of the meat.
Yeah, yeah. But you don't want to think about it.
I don't want to know about it.
And you want it to taste how it is.
If I ever come into your restaurant, you go, oh, look, it's Alfie Dundas. But you wouldn't do, unless you're like one of 15 people.
Or the Claudia Winkleman episode.
Or the Claudia Winkleman episode.
That's the guy who took down Winkles.
If this podcast really takes off and it's like off menu, you know how not off menu, I don't mean to bring up a rival podcast, by the way, but I also don't think you're competing.
I was about to say it's so nice of you to say we're rivals, but then you immediately qualified it, didn't you?
But well, you are both podcasts, I mean, technically. They always say that the restaurants that people mention on off menu then like sell out and everyone goes, oh my God, I heard about this on off menu.
Yeah.
And if the same thing happens to me on this podcast where everyone goes, oh my God, it's Alfie Dundas, the schnitzel guy.
Yeah.
The goat, but for wrong reasons.
Yeah.
Then they start, I walk into restaurants and they go, oh, we know what Alfie likes. Let's cook the meat. Let's fucking scorch it to oblivion. So I don't want him to even know that this was ever alive.
We'll pulverize this Wagyu beef and we'll make it look like an aubergine.
Yeah. Hide any raw meat from me.
Oh, is this a place that Alfie Dundas eats? I've heard that nothing
tastes like meat.
Tastes like meat, but it is.
That's why I like burgers, but I wouldn't eat a ribeye steak.
Okay. Where is your line? Like, so you wouldn't eat a steak. Chicken nuggets, fine.
Yeah, of course.
Bit
chicken
roast
nuggets
chicken?
Or vegan nuggets both have the same amount of chicken in them. I mean, there's no chicken in a chicken nugget anyway.
Right.
So I'll eat it. A wrap? Sure, if you dice it up and you chuck it in with other things.
Okay, so it
should
be made smaller.
Maybe a club sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
As long as the bacon's burnt, the chicken is scarce, and the bread, lettuce, and tomato are of plenty.
I think they should get you an off menu.
There'll be a day maybe where they're scouting, they should get Alfie on off menu, and they're going to pull this up and go, it's going to be one of the worst food conversations.
Yeah, yeah.
I hate it because I was vegetarian for about 4 years. And what annoyed me was that when I ate meat before that and I went to a French restaurant and I asked for like a fillet of beef, but well, I wanted it medium well or well done. They'd like laugh at me and call me rude words in French. And then I went go back to the same restaurants as a vegetarian and said, oh, I'm sorry, I can't eat the meat. And then they would laugh at me and call me rude words. And it's like, well, what do you want me to do?
They want you to eat like...
Sorry to bring a sob story onto the pod.
Yeah, it's
but
tough, man.
What do you want from me?
We've never had a more like serious and
deep. I'm only human, and I just like what I like, and what I like is chicken schnitzel.
I do think that sort of attitude can fuck off and die in a hole when people have an opinion about
mine.
What you. Yeah, yeah. I think you should.
I was
going
to say that's a crazy
hole.
Thing to say to a guest on a podcast.
Get out of here, you fucking weirdo. No.
I pull my heart out, and you go, "You're everything that's wrong with
Boo!
The country."
Get out! No, when people have an opinion about what you've ordered.
Hate it.
It's so stupid.
I had people be like, I asked for like a medium well steak, and they were like, no. Why ask then?
Yeah, I hate it. I went into a coffee shop once when I used to have two sugars in my coffee, and they were like, they just wouldn't give me sugar.
I started doing this thing with with coffee shops where I pretend like I've never ordered a coffee before. I don't want to assume that the barista knows. So I look at the menu. I get, and I had it on the way here, I have an oat vanilla latte. With an oat latte and with vanilla syrup, and every barista knows what that is. But I'm embarrassed to say that off the bat. And sometimes I get it iced as well. So what I'll go is and I'm looking at the board. Can I just get a normal latte, but can I get it with oat milk? Oh, and can I have some vanilla syrup? Do you guys have ice? Can I put that on ice? And they go, oh, an iced oat vanilla latte. And I go, yeah, as if they, I go, sure, you can call it that.
I wouldn't.
I started with just a normal coffee here. It's as if I've said, I'll have a black coffee, please, with oat milk, vanilla syrup, and then put it on ice. Bit of matcha as well.
Why do you do that?
It was quite a tough childhood.
Well,
I think it's just a all-boys boarding school. It's a masculinity crisis.
Right. And
I don't know if you've seen the Manosphere documentary.
Yeah, I was in it. I'm HS Tucky Tucky.
HS Tucky Tucky, I just think it's like I go into a coffee shop and I have to people please to the barista like we're having a unique experience.
So you want to come in and be like, oh, do you have any like protein shakes or like steroids?
Yeah.
And they're like, no. And you're like, well, I guess in that case, I'll have a normal manly latte.
Oh. I come in as well and I look around as if I'm surveying. I go, what an establishment we've got. Like the first time I've ever been in a shop. And then do you guys do takeaway? I like to ask some questions. Me walking into Starbucks. Do you guys do coffee? But to go. You know, I try and like explain it like I've come up with the concept. And I do the same thing after I go to the gym. So that place, Natural Fitness, that shake, they have all the protein shakes on the board and they're all called things like the Beast Bitch 5000 or whatever. You know what I mean? They're all just like
Isn't she one of the Spice Girls?
She was the sixth Spice Girl.
Ah.
The Lean Bitch 5000 or whatever. The Abdominizer. And I'm like, and I just look at these things and I'm like, there are people here. I cannot order the Bananalicious 300. So I'll be like, oh, hey, can I just get like the banana one, does that come with whey or vegan? Oh, you can have it with, I'll just have that with whey.
It's like, there in the menu.
Yeah, and but I do it as if to go, you've twisted my arm. I'll have an oat iced vanilla latte. Fine, sure, if that's what you call it.
So these poor people who work in the schnitzel joint are just like, oh, it's the guy who comes in and goes, do you have a chicken sort of situation that's like
like, imagine a chicken breast, but if you could like, I don't know if you've got any like breading in the kitchen. Yeah.
Maybe you could tenderize it.
Do you want fries with that? Look, if it comes.
Yeah, fine.
If that's how you usually do it,
yeah.
I'd hate to get involved.
They're like, we know you by name. You're here every day.
Yeah. Do you want garlic mayo? I mean, is it good?
Is it good?
Look, whatever you recommend. Whatever you recommend. And what is funny is like, because I'm definitely sort of something neuro-spicy.
I don't know if we've figured that out.
Anybody listening to this podcast at this point is going, yeah, we fucking knew that. Is like, as you've noticed, I go to the same place every single day. So I walk into the coffee shop, the gym protein bar, and the schnitzel place, I mean, 4 or 5 times a week.
Okay.
And I do this kind of insomnia game of, can I eat in? Are you still open? That's the other one I do. Are you still open? Yeah, it's 2 p.m. And then they go, yeah, we're open till 6. I go, I'll only be half an hour.
I also like that you're revealing towards the end of the episode that you're neurodivergent, that all of my making fun of you for these decisions now is technically a hate crime.
Yeah, I actually own this studio, the class action lawsuit that I'm about to bring this broadcast.
Yeah, fair enough. Are you going to come in and be like, do you know what suing is? You had that before?
Yeah, me to my lawyers. I've been doing it with accountants as well.
Have you?
Yeah, I know all of the accountancy. I understand sole trade. Or I let them mansplain it to me. And then I go, could I be like siphoning off some tax? I mean, should I be paying for that out of the business? They go, yeah, that's an expense. An expense, okay, that's what I'll do. But if I buy a camera to film comedy, is that a business? I mean, should I be uploading that receipt? Yeah.
It sounds like a complete waste of time.
People pleaser. I like the person opposite me feeling like they've really done well at their job, and I feel really guilty to just go in and march orders around.
Well, I feel old and bad at my job, thanks to you.
That's good.
So is that helpful?
So I feel good about myself now.
Oh wow!
It's like walking in here. So what are these? So I put these on, but then I can hear.
Yeah, you did do this, but unfortunately, all the questions you asked, I didn't know the answer to. So that's where it made me feel small.
So I just talking to. It's like the beginning of a Netflix doc. You know when they go, so this camera, right?
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
You know that
one
when they go. So who am I talking to? Here, okay. As if they don't know how microphones work.
As if Charlie Sheen didn't fund his own documentary.
Yeah, Charlie Sheen, you're an actor. Why are you confused by the concept of a camera?
Do I look here? Yeah.
Yeah.
Where else would you look, Charlie?
That's
Sheen?
Your job.
Did you have a nice time on my show?
I love the show. I like the studio a lot. And I respect...
I didn't say studio. I did say show.
I really like the studio.
Right.
This is me, like, your producer will tell you, like, when I was going to, like, get some water, I was like, so how much is this? Like, rent, like, square footage. I really like it. I am going to ask for floor plans. I really, really want to get an office. I can't afford it, but I really want one.
Okay.
And I just like the idea of it. And it seems very civil. I like the natural light you've got in. Show's fine. But what I really like... is like the rigging.
Yeah, just no compliments for the show ever.
I really like the show. A long time listener, first time guest.
You've only listened to 2 episodes. You told us that before.
Yeah, but I've been doing so. I've been taking my time with it. It was heavy hitting stuff, so I couldn't get through it all in one go. I've been doing it over about 3 months.
Yeah.
But I have known about the show since you launched privacy settings for the Americans.
Yeah.
I've been a big fan of the show. And to be honest, to be completely honest, I don't know where I go from here.
Wow. And is that what you do at the end of your coffee orders as well? Vanilla latte, is that what you call it?
I tell you what, when she gives me the cup, or he.
Wow.
Or the places I get coffee, they, mostly.
Yeah, yeah, it's very unlikely to be he or she,
actually. I'm in North London, I haven't had a coffee from a man in years.
I think that the androgynousness and hotness of the barista is directly comparable to how good the coffee is.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I do not want... Oh, I don't really want a straight man touching my coffee.
No.
Not to wage a war against the straight men, because they've been through enough, but I don't like that.
Preach, brother.
But my final thing that I do when I take the coffee, as I take a sip of it, and then I look at it, and as if to go, wow, that's nice with a bit of vanilla in it. As if that's... as if that's not my order. I go... And I sort of do that thing where I sip it, and I go, yeah, that's the usual... And then I go, whoa... Like because you know you get the second hit, and I look at them as if to go, whoa, that's got a bit of, that's nice.
And they go, yeah.
They go, yeah, that's what you've ordered. And then again.
You leave, and they're like, who's that? It's the guy who comes in here every day, who pretends he's
Alfie,
never
Alfie, ordered mate, coffee. Do you want the usual? I'll just get a whatever's going. Maybe a black coffee with milk and some syrup. Well, nice. Whatever's good. And then I sip it, and I go, wow.
Nice.
More people should be talking about it.
You've absolutely outed yourself now, though. Have you had fun me going through your phone, Alfie?
Yeah, that was actually much better than I thought it would be. I thought it would be worse.
Yeah.
But the football stuff is quite embarrassing, looking back on it. I really thought it was funny at the time, and I look back on that, and I feel quite bad about it. Mm. I stand by the goats. I stand by the schnitz.
Yeah.
Stand by... I'm glad to hear that my screen time isn't too high.
Yeah, good screen time.
I really was worried that 4 hours a day was a lot of screen time, but it turns out I'm killing it in terms of menti age.
Yeah, you are absolutely killing it. Who should we get on the podcast next?
Get on Sophie Garrett. Have you had her on? No.
No.
Sophie Garrett is a fantastic comedian who is going to the Edinburgh Fringe this year. Just saw her show last year. I have a podcast with her. And we podcast and gym and then have schnitzel together. So she's often...
Wait, she comes as well?
She's been to Perry a few times, yeah.
We're getting her on just
She's an amazing comedian. She's like the kind of female version of me. She's closer to your age, you know, she's old, but she's charming and we work a lot together. She's very funny. We have the least relatable podcast of all time, apart from this one, to be honest.
What?
You must get posh allegations, Dob Barrel's surname.
I think it would be mental if no one gave me... Seabag Montefiore posh allegations.
Yeah. Well, apart from this podcast, you suddenly look like salt of the earth.
Yeah, this is great. I keep inviting posh people on.
And I think continue that trend. Do more for the posh community and invite on Sophie Garrett. She'll absolutely kill it.
Amazing. Thank you, Alfie. That's great. That's all we've got time for.
Thank you very much, boys. Thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah. Make sure to follow @AlfieDundas on Instagram. It's Alfie_Dundas_. And then on TikTok, it's just one underscore in the middle. Alfie_Dundas. Follow the link in the description. AlfieDundas.com for tickets to his live shows. Very funny comedian, hilarious nice boy, as you've heard. Buy him a schnitzel if you next see him.
Hell yeah.
That'd be funny if people start turning up to your tour shows with schnitzels.
Oh, it's the schnitzel guy. Not what I wanted, not what I'm putting on the tour poster.
But not against it.
But not against it.
As always, thank you for listening to Privacy Settings. If you want more from the show, subscribe to our YouTube channel or follow us on TikTok and Instagram, all at Privacy Settings FooBar. Did it again. The old switcheroo. I'm Verse. Please also give us 5 stars on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. It really does help. See you all next time for some more Privacy Settings.
Privacy Settings with Will Seabag Montefiore on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, Will here. Sorry for interrupting the video, although I'm not that sorry. I'm really thrilled about it. I'm doing some live shows. You should come and see them. It'd be like this, but without a guest and just me, but you're the guest and I'll look through your phone. I won't look through your phone. You'll be safe. Come see me live on the 10th of June in Camden, the 14th of June in Waterloo, the 18th of June in Camden again, the 5th of July in Leeds, the 11th of July in Camden, the 12th of July in an improv show at the Free Association, the 18th of July in Camden, the 25th of July in Waterloo, and the 30th of July in Leeds. I like Leeds, Waterloo. Waterloo, and Camden. I'm also on at the Edinburgh Fringe every single day, and the show is absolutely free, but you have to give me money afterwards. You don't have to, but I'd like it. There's a link in the description to buy your tickets now, or just follow me on socials. But click the link. Thank you.
Privacy Settings with Will Seabag Montefiore on Foo Bar Radio.